awesome. And the word awesome just means that he is larger than life, and there is no other way to really express the magnanimousness of God. Lift your hands and say, God, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Your
tender mercies I see day after day, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see day after day. Somebody say, forever faithful towards me, always providing for. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Lift your voice and sing. Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see day after day, after day, after day, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Won't you lift your voice and sing to the Lord? Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Day after day after day. 'cause you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. God bless everyone today. Thank you so much for joining in to the prayer line today. And may God bless you and continue to uplift your spirit. We just thank God today for yet another day of victory, another day of rejoicing, another day of power, supernatural power upon our lives, power to go out and do things great, miraculous, empowered to continue to walk in the strength of God. As we go about our day, as we go to sleep, some of us are preparing to go to sleep. Whatever position we are in today, thank God that He allows you to be here one more day to make impact. And we thank God for you. And we are in a season here in America. I don't know what is around the world, but in America, we're in a season of celebrating the birth of Jesus and His purpose as to why He came. So I'm going to continue in Luke chapter 2. And yesterday I made attempts to really bring this chapter forth. And there were so many things happening yesterday on the broadcast, you know. But I said, God, your word must go forth no matter what. So I'm going to bring that scripture back today, but I'm not going to go to the beginning. I'm going to just carry on to the next few verses. You get a chance, you could read the birth of Jesus as when Christ came into the world through a Virgin Mary. And I'm going to read from verses 21, after he was born and the shepherds visited him. And, the angels came and they visited, angel came to the shepherds and told them what was going on. And he came to visit the baby. Visit Jesus Christ. And the topic I used was the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm going to be using that topic for a while because That topic has a lot of significance, you know, because the greatest gift that we receive is knowing Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that mankind has received is having Jesus Christ in our lives. You know, so I'm going to read Luke chapter 2, and thank you, Yumi Radio and Success, for joining the room. God bless you so much. And we thank God for each and every one of you and those who will also be joining. And we just want to continue to bless God and continue to be encouraged in the word and continue to be uplifted in the word. Because having the word of God in your DNA, having the word of God in your spirit, man, the true and living word of God, not just all the other things of all the different religions. They take a little piece here, take a little piece there and add it to their repertoire, or they take some parts of the Bible and they use it to govern their lives and their little religious mindset and live in a legalistic mindset and not really, really getting deep into the word and not really understanding the depth of God. They dissect the triune God. Some just believe in God. Some just believe in Jesus. Some believe, they don't believe the Holy Ghost. They don't believe that one exists. They don't believe he exists. They don't believe he's part of the Godhead. They don't believe that, you know, and, you know, but we can't just know God without understanding and believing in the Son, because of Jesus Christ, you know, he's not going to separate himself from his Son. He's not going to do that. So if he says in John chapter 1 that everything rise and fall, he was there from the beginning, everything rise and fall, everything that was made in this world rise and fall because of Jesus Christ. Why would anybody think that you're going to separate his Son from the Father? And why would anybody think that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit would be separated from the Father? So if you don't accept one, if you only accept one, it don't make sense. You have to accept all. All for you to truly live in the fullness and the plan of God. You have to accept the triune God. God as Father, God as Son, God as the Holy Spirit. Because all three are one. We maybe can explain it to the fullest because many people have tried. And even though people try to explain it, that they all are one and they operate together, some people still have their shortcomings as to how is this possible. But there's some questions that we probably won't find answers to, but we pray that we live our lives pleasing to the Lord, that one day when we leave this earth and our spirit man is gone to heaven, providing that we live our lives pleasing to the Lord here, and our spirit man goes to heaven, that we can sit and ask Jesus these questions. Questions that we had answers to. We needed answers to. You know, but it's all right, you know, because we're not gonna know everything. But God, as we understand who God is and his purpose as to why his Son, Jesus Christ, came. And as we, you know, live our lives, accept Jesus in our heart, that's what we need to do. Okay? And the purpose of why he came was for man sinned. And we needed to accept Jesus in our lives. We need to acknowledge God. And, you know, when we acknowledge Jesus Christ, we acknowledge God, we acknowledge him. We can't have one without the other. You know, and you know, it was just important for Jesus to come and for him to choose a Virgin Mary to bring forth this child. And she was just a mother, just like any ordinary mother. But she knew. When the angel came to her, she knew. She just said, whatever you need to be doing, whatever the Lord desires to me, I'm open. I'm open. I accept what the Lord has chosen me to do. And that must have not been an easy task, because when she realized, you know, that when she's carrying this birth, you know, this special son, she realized what his purpose was. She knew, because it was told to her. She knew that he's here to save people from their sins. So that's going to be something that she has to really set her mind together to really, you know, got to let go and to let God have his way. Just being used for this purpose. That was certainly an honor. That was certainly an honor. You know, it was certainly an honor. And I'm just thankful to the Lord that she allowed herself to be utilized to bring this beautiful child into the world. This heavenly child, this glorious child, this magnanimous child, magnificent child, this gracious son of God. And I'm glad about it. And I pray that you are glad about it as well. And you are excited about Jesus. And you allow him to be the center of your joy, the center of your peace, the center of everything that you acquire on this earth. Let him be the nucleus of everything, every way you function. Let him be at the center, at the rim, at the head. Let him be everything to you and everything you desire in your life. Let it flow what he gives to you. Let everything you desire, let it flow from the gifts of what he gives to you. You know, because knowing Jesus, as I said yesterday, I don't know how much I went through. Knowing Jesus is the best thing that can happen to anyone. As a songwriter said as I was a young person growing up, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Man, like I said, I grew up hearing about Jesus, but I never understood him. I never understood that he was so wonderful. Didn't understand all these things until I got older. And I got into a different ministry, and I got good teaching. And that teaching opened up supernatural areas, opened up so many different parts of my life, which I did not even know existed. Opened up so much. It's like they said, you open up a can of worms. But this was good. And when I learned to build that relationship with the triune God, when I learned how to worship him in spirit and in truth, I learned how to embrace him. Because I'm not going to share with you something that I have not experienced myself. You know, I may not be reading the scripture right now. You get a chance to read Luke 2 and understand what is happening. But I'm glad that God did not leave us in the state of sin. I'm glad that he sent Jesus Christ as an atonement for our sins. I'm glad about it. I'm glad. And I hope and pray that you're glad today. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ in your life, I pray that today is a day that you will proclaim him in your heart. Embrace him. And when you embrace him, don't let him go. Don't let him go. He is so wonderful. I have known him. I got to know him for real. And saints, when you get to know God, you don't want to let go. You want to hold on for dear life, as if your life depended on it. You just want to flow. You just want to grow. Everything you desire in your life can come forth. Riches, fame, whatever you need. You give your soul, your heart, your mind, your spirit to Jesus Christ. Surrender it all to him. I'm telling you, you will never be disappointed. You will never be disappointed, my brother and sister. And yes, you'll be going through trials and tribulations and temptations. You will go through a lot. Don't get it twisted. You will go through a whole lot in your life. But guess what? Having him with you, he will hold your hand and take you through every trial, every burden, every mishap, every pain, every tear you shed. Your heart is hurting. He will calm it. If you're grieving, he will comfort you. Whatever you're lacking, he will grant your desires. There is nothing that you don't need that he won't provide for you. There's nothing. Many people sell their souls to the enemy of our soul. Sell everything. They give up. Some people give up their manhood for riches and manhood. They give up their things, give up what God gave them. You know, people give up so much just to be rich. To have money to, you know, and people just surrender themselves to the enemy so that they can have so much. But the word of God says, what good is a man to gain this whole world, get all the riches and the fame and the fortune, and at the end, not knowing Jesus, what good is it? Because you could get all those riches and all those fame, and when the curtains go down, and you get to a place in your life, because we all get old, we all age, and you get to the part of your life, a crossroad in your life, and you realize, you look back, and you see what all those riches and the fame, what did it get you? You end up being alone. friends that you thought you had. They weren't really your friends because, God forbid, you get sick or you get injured or something happened to you. Those friends are no longer there because it's only there because of the fame. It was only attracted to the money. It wasn't attracted to you. It was what you were giving them. Why they connect themselves to you. I mean, I just, you know, I'm supposed to go into scripture, but the Lord is just leading me, and I'm just forming it. Sometimes I get this way. You know, you get a chance, you read the scripture. Luke chapter 2. But, you know, and understand that people sometimes come around you just because of what you have. Not that they care about you. Some people may generally care about it, but others around what you can give them, and because your spirit draw them to you, or whatever it is, they could come for different purposes, unknown to you. And when they have achieved that, yeah, some of them don't have no time for you anymore. Some of them use you and abuse you. Some of them can't even stand you, the person that you are. And some people don't like you because of who you are. And they can pick up something special on you and they just get upset. Okay? And if they try to harm you in the spiritual realm, because some people be doing some evil stuff. They be doing things in the spiritual realm, you know, in that realm where they could throw, you know, some people involved in witchcraft, they'd be throwing things at you. But you see, when you are anointed man or woman of God and you're walking in the spirit and the power of God, and you are filled up and wrapped up in Jesus, and you live your life in balance, you don't just live in this world and just be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good, that you don't understand what's happening around you. And you don't know how to pray. You don't know how to have a conversation. You don't know how to deal with people. You got to get to that place where you are balanced in your life. Balanced in the sense that you could, you know, good and bad. You know where you're going. You're not so caught up in, you know, everybody just, a lot of people just go to church. Sometimes you sit and talk to people. They just talk all about God. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you need to also talk about other things as well. What is your concern? What do you pray about? Are you concerned about your neighbor? Are you concerned about that child going the wrong way? You're concerned about somebody being hungry. You know, we got to think about these other things. We got to think about more than just, now, we can talk about God all day long, but what are we doing? What are we doing? Because I find people can talk a lot about God and their lives don't line up with what God is saying. They can say a lot, but what are they doing? Your life got to line up. You know, what are you doing for the kingdom of God? Are you encouraging a young person? Are you encouraging a young man? Are you, whatever you're doing, what is it? We don't just want to receive the Lord in our lives. We want to do things to benefit his kingdom here on earth. You know? And we just got to live our lives in balance. That's so important, you know. And I just want us, as we go through this season, go through this Christmas time, I just want to emphasize the fact that we need to understand why we're doing what we're doing. We need to understand if those of us are shopping, you know, shopping, excuse me, I'm sorry, but when I talk about Jesus, I get so filled up. You know, I start getting teary-eyed and everything because God is so good to me. And I love to share about him. And I'm just grateful what who he is in my life. And I just really thank God today for those who, you know, really want to know more of Jesus and more of him in our lives. And as I was saying about this Christmas season, don't spend your time so much as shopping, because basically, you know, it's a commercialism for many people, for those merchants, you know. But don't get yourself caught up in debt, unnecessary debt. As I was taught about giving Christmas gifts, as my apostle taught, he said you give children gifts all year round. So there's no specific time. So Christmas is not any different. So I don't have to go out my way to give a special gift. I don't put up a Christmas tree. When I got Revelation, I stopped doing all of that because I realized that's not necessary. And of course, a lot of things that we do is paganism. So I try not to dabble in it too much, especially when I get Revelation. Once I know the truth, I kind of back off of certain things. Because certain things, if it's not really glorifying God in a sense, and why the Christmas tree came forth, that's a whole nother different lesson, you know. But I don't want to dabble too much into all the different gift buying and stuff like that. So by the time my children grew up, I stopped buying the gifts at Christmas time and putting up a Christmas tree. I don't care about all that. I don't even put a Christmas tree up now. I have little things around my house, and I have put up little lights and things, but I don't get caught up and get carried away fixing up a tree because it's not important to me. And I stopped letting it be important to my children when they were growing up because I understand the significance of the season. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ and him born, walked among us, crucified, died, and rose again. That's the whole thing, all wrapped up in one. So I'm just encouraging you, just remember this season and reflect on why. Reflect on your life, because we're in the last month. And as you're shopping, reflect. Reflect on your life. What have you done? What have I done? And if I haven't done anything, I need to start doing something. And if I need to reflect, and what more can I do? You know, and I ask God to, you know, to bring me in places that no one has gone before. Like I asked for this ministry, to go as Star Trek Enterprise. We were watching his children, the spaceship, go into places where no man have gone before. So I said, Lord, I want our ministry to go in places where no man has gone before. And God, I want you to lead me. I'm bold. I sit at bar counters. I will hang out with drug dealers. Whoever. I go into, if I, the Lord lead me into the club, I go in there too. I'm not going to worry about it. And I will give you a track. I will tell you about Jesus. If I got to meet one person in the club, wherever the Lord lead me, I'm a follow. I'm not one of them ministers of the gospel just afraid to step out of my comfort zone and just want to keep it safe. For what? Okay, when Jesus walked this earth, he wasn't trying to keep things safe. He got caught up in a lot of things. People are trying to get him, and all them scribes and Pharisees, them saved folk, all were trying to get, well, they're supposed to be saved anyway, these Pharisees and Sadducees. He was into all, and he had to keep doing so much. Women were trampled on. He supported them. He hung out with tax collectors. He hung out with all kind of people from all walks of life. He hung out a lot with sinners. So what am I hanging out with a bunch of saved people for? You're already saved. So why am I hanging out with you all the time? I keep it balanced. I got my little saved friends, and I got my friends over here that I want to teach the word of God to. And I want my life to be a testimony. So I'm not afraid to step out of my comfort zone. I like being outside of my comfort zone. I like the challenge. I always said, I want to be like our Jesus, how he did it. How he walked about the earth doing good. And whichever way I could do it, by any means necessary. It may look funny because sometimes I used to have my church in a bar and restaurant. Some people didn't want to come. And some people, saved folk or church folk, were talking about how you having your church in a bar and restaurant. I'm like, whatever. It's a location. And it was given to me free of charge. I'm thankful. And I could have a church service right there in the restaurant party, people sitting in the bar, and they hear the word. Hey, they're going to come and say, what must I do to be saved? Hello? Hello? Don't look at locations, you know, as you look at the things in the location. Look at it just as a location. Because our job, as women and men of God, is to share the good news of Jesus by any means necessary. And that's important. And that's why, okay, we go out to the homeless shelter. We go to on the street corner. It don't matter where. It don't matter who looking at you. It don't matter. In the park. Wherever, let the word of God shine. Let Jesus be your rock of ages. Let Jesus be your strength. Let him be your guide. I'm thankful today, and I just get a chance to read Luke chapter 2 from the New King James Version. Let the Lord minister to your heart, minister to your spirit. Thank God for you, Frankie. And as I go for joining the room today, and as I go into prayer, if you have your prayer request, you can put it in the chat. And allow God to intervene on your behalf today. And embrace Jesus Christ in this season. This is the end of the year, so it's a season of change. You're going to a new year, and trust me, honey, a lot of things going to happen. A lot of things going to happen in 2024. Trust me, year of breakthrough. A year of many things coming forth. Marriages, new businesses, additions. I mean, great things. Debt-free financial situations. God is working it out. So get ready, y'all. Rejoice. Rejoice even now. Put on your dancing shoes and rejoice. Rejoice. God is about to break out. On our 17th anniversary, our theme was, are you ready for a breakthrough? You get a chance to listen to that, those messages. Spoken by great teachers. and leaders of the gospel. Of June 2023 weekend anniversary revival. And I tell you, breakthroughs are coming, y'all. Breakthroughs are coming. Hallelujah. Start rejoicing. Hi. Begin to worship God and honor God and lift up God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. So as we go through this season of our lives, let's remember what God has done. Let's remember what he's done already. And what he's doing now. And what he's about to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship him. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Honor him. Our gracious God. Honor him for who he is and whose we are. Oh, gracious God. Oh, loving God. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How marvelous you are. How wonderful you are. And we bring ourselves to you this morning. We offer up our praise, sacrifice of praise, sacrifice of adoration. We worship you this morning, great sovereign God, King of all kings, Lord of all, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, great I am, Lily of the Valley, bright and morning star, a rock, a shelter in the time of storm, protection from seen and unseen dangers, salvation through the gift of Jesus Christ to gain eternal life someday when we die and leave this earth. We thank you today. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the lover of our soul, the lover of our existence in this world. We thank you. We thank you for being everything. We thank you that everything that was created in this world came because of you. It was created because of you. Lord Jesus, thank you for honoring your daddy to come and die for sinful man, to come and die for little old me. Thank you. Died for little old me that didn't even understand you. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for holding me together even when I didn't want to be here. Thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you, Jesus, that you prepare me for such a time as this. And I always ask you, Lord, to never let me forget where you brought me from. Never let me forget how you healed me and how you helped me through my life. I ask you never to let me forget, so I can always be humbled. I can always walk in humility. And I can understand the needs of people because I've been there. I've experienced so much, so I can help in whatever area you put me, God. And even if I don't understand it at first, Jesus, I ask you to give me clarity. And if I can't find something to say, I ask you, God, when I open my mouth, put the words in my mouth. Dear Lord Jesus. And he get a chance to read his devotion to Luke chapter 2. But I pray when people sit and read the scriptures, let your anointing touch them. Let them get clarity of your word. We pray for clarity in the word of God. So as we go about our lives, we need to have understanding about your word. Because so many people got so many things that are twisted. And your word said we should not add anything to it or take away from it. But Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me clarity to your word, that way I can live the rest of my life knowing how to walk and talk and act and carry myself as a young lady, not trying to bring attention to myself, exposing every parts of my body which should be private. I thank you for building up my self-esteem. I thank you, God. What the many things you have done for me, Jesus. I want you to do it for others who are seeking direction. Women and men who need to build up their life structure and to be wholesome in their mind, in their body, in their spirit. Men that are searching, women that are searching for truth. I pray that what you have done in my life, God, you've uplifted my spirit. You have given me a smile which I never had. You've turned my anger into laughter. You have turned my pain into triumph, into victory. And even if I have physical pain, I still don't let that bother me. I still give you glory. I still give you honor in spite of it all. Lord Jesus, I desire my life to be a testimony to others. And I pray that many, Lord Jesus, that their lives be a testimony of helping, a testimony of reaching out, a testimony of selflessness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that many hearing the sound of my voice, they'll take a page from my life of how you helped me to go from brokenness to fulfilling your purpose. And God, I want to be an example to you, Jesus. I want to be an example to represent Jesus. I know I won't get everything right, but it's okay, God. Because I'm human. We die daily. But I'm glad we have a chance each time to get it right. So before we go to sleep, we ask you for forgiveness for sins known and unknown, which we may not have known that we have done. We ask you, God, that you forgive us. We thank you, Jesus, today. And I pray that many will come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. And let it be everything. Let it be everything in your life. If you need healing, he's got it. If you're struggling in whatever area of your life, you can always ask for help. He's more than just to give you the help that you need. And God, let your Shekinah glory be in the atmosphere, Lord Jesus. And those who desire to come, let them freely come, because salvation is free to all. Jesus paid it all through his blood that was shed on Calvary for us. He fulfilled the purpose and the plan that you sent him to do. What an obedient son. And he knew the hardships. He knew the struggle. He knew the pain. He knew everything that he had to endure. But he went through it with so much grace. He went through it. And he came out on top. He sat between two thieves. And one, while he was there, surrendered his life to God. And the other one was lost to eternity. He had the opportunity, but he didn't embrace it. And Lord, let us not just live our lives for ourselves. But live our lives to make a difference in this world. We ain't got to overdo things, God. We don't have to be seen all the time. Sometimes it could be places and just our presence alone is enough. We ain't got to even say anything, Jesus. Just our presence there does something. Just our presence can change the atmosphere. Lord Jesus, we don't even understand. Many of us don't understand when we're wrapped up in Jesus. and we're doing things in the right way. Because some people can say they love the Lord, and yet in their hearts they are mean. They're not nice. I've experienced a lot. Your words, and everybody said, Lord, Lord, will enter. But Lord, I want to be that person that when the end of my life will come, my Lord Jesus, I want when I stand before you that you say, enter in. I want to know that my name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I pray for many, God, today. And they will surrender their lives to you, Jesus, because you don't want any of us to be lost, God. You don't want any of us to be lost. You want us all to live our lives and to please. You want us all to surrender ourselves to you. And I pray for families today, God. I pray that you will touch marriages. Lord Jesus, some are falling apart right now. But I pray, God, that they'll allow you to intervene. Send help from your sanctuary, Lord Jesus. Let them look to you, Lord God, for answers to help them. If the man is to be humbled, then learn to come off his high horse and learn to meet his wife, Lord Jesus, where she is, and work together as a team. Not him up there and she down there, but let them work together as a team. Lord Jesus, his life should be lined up with you, God. Lord Jesus, that you, he is flowing according to you, and he's loving his wife according to the word of God. Not as controlling her, Jesus, but truly loving her as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. Meeting her needs and making sure, God, she is content. Let him be the provider, provide for the home. Lord Jesus. If it's the finances they're struggling with, God, open up doors for them, God. Let them learn to be good stewards over the finances, Jesus. Lord God, help the family. Help the couple. Let them be good parents to their children. Good examples, God. Let them be honest with their children. Let them not keep secrets, Lord God, even from the wife or vice versa, or keep secrets from the children, but tell the truth. We pray today, Jesus, that the family is healed. Bring them together, Lord God, if they're falling apart. Heal the marriages, Jesus. Heal marriages. And those who desire, Lord God, to be married, we ask you, Father, that you will be in the midst of it, God. That your will be done in their lives, Jesus, as they write the vision of what they desire in a partner. And as they go into prayer, just thanking you for that man or that woman that you desire in that man's life, for that woman. She want to be a part of this man's life. But God, let your will be done. Because Lord Jesus, we don't want to be in marriages, God, and divorce is an option. We don't want that, Jesus. We want to be with our spouses to death do us part. And we don't want to be with someone, God, that is going to hurt us in the end. because Lord, we know that has happened. Many females married the man and they know they didn't like him. They know they didn't love him, but they married him to take his life, which don't make any sense. And men do the same thing to females as well. Don't make sense. Why would you marry someone to take their lives? Don't make sense. But Lord Jesus, let these women and men take the time to get to know one another, God. I'm just being real in this prayer. Let them take the time to get to know each other. Because sometimes we desire things from the Lord and the enemy of our souls sent a counterfeit. And it looks good because he's smiling and he's doing the right things. And he's just being so wonderful. Always being there, always trying to say the right thing and doing this and doing that. But God, even if you are dating him, and he's every chance you turn around, he's there. That's a red flag right there, Lord Jesus. Something is off. Why? You following me all over the place. Don't you have a life? Don't you have anything to do? That's a red flag. That's an obsession. And that person right there, you don't need to be with. When he starts to be controlling, that's when we got to take the time, Lord Jesus, to know the person. God, I pray that they don't get intimate with each other. Because, Lord Jesus, so many things, some of that happens. So many of that happens, Jesus. And that's what caused a lot of the judgment. We got to wait on you, God. Got to wait on you. We ain't got to jump into no bed. We got, if he's for you, all of that will come in time. And when we wait for marriage, that will be joyous. We got to take the time to know one another. We got to do that, God. We can't just believe that he's the one just like that. We got to have conversations, God. We got to really take our time and do things together and control ourselves as we are together. Because that is what you honor. When we control ourselves, control our intimate side, and we do it the way you desire it, God, and we get to get married with a 6 months or a year down the road, then we get blessings, so much blessings on our union. Lord Jesus, we pray for young women and young men today that they'll stand up for truth. And Lord Jesus, that they learn, Lord God, as they grow, that they grow in grace. They learn to be wholesome in their mind, their body, and their spirit. And we pray for that today, for many of our young women, older women, middle-aged women, God. Let them do it the right way. Build up self-esteem for both of us, God, male and female. We brought up insecurities today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us, God, to grow up to be good role models, to be good men and good women, doing the right thing, God, and helping mankind, doing as much as possible to do good. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bind up the spirit of jealousy, because that has caused so many problems, even in relationships. jealousy. Marriages, jealousy. Wives are progressing and the husbands is jealous. Deep down, he's jealous. God, it don't make any sense. Don't understand he's in competition with his wife. I've been through that, God, so I know what I'm talking about. Lord Jesus, don't make sense. Because we're each in it together. We bind up the spirit of jealousy. We bind up the spirit of selfishness. Getting married to somebody, you are just thinking all about yourself. We bind up that today, Lord Jesus. When they go into these marriages, God, it is not about just you, Lord Jesus. It's both of us together. It's a we thing. It's a us thing. We're in it together, Jesus. And they got to understand that concept. It's not about you hoarding everything. It's not my money. It's our money. Whatever we achieve is ours. It's our children. It's not her children or just your children. It's our children. It's our family. God, many of us don't realize that, Jesus. We don't understand that. Lord God, we pray, God, today to bind up every evil thought, every spirit of witchcraft, the controlling spirit, the spirit of narcissism, God. Thank God they got a name for it because I thought it was all control. The name is narcissism. Narcissists like to control people. Many marriages, people are living with narcissists. Women are narcissists too, not just men. Love to control. Love to tell you everything like you ain't got a brain. Lord Jesus. They got to be everywhere and telling you everything you got to do as if you were their child. But God, we pray this morning. Bind up the spirit of narcissism, God, in the name of Jesus. And that's witchcraft. Controlling people is witchcraft. Brainwashing people is witchcraft. And there are people who consider themselves children of God. They're doing it in marriages and not realizing they operate in witchcraft. I live through that, God. And Lord Jesus, I thank you today that you are delivering your people from all kinds of things happening in their lives. You're delivering your people from all kinds of demonic attacks in the name of Jesus. You are delivering your people. People involved in oodoo and voodoo and all kind of whatever you want to call it. All kind of witchcraft situations, seances, giving people drinks, poisoning people, all kind of things they're doing. Putting spirits in rings and all kind of stuff happening. Potions and motions and dotions. I'm just making up stuff. All kind of different things that people are doing. Spreading evil among their brothers and sisters, among their family members. Infiltrate these systems, God, in the name of Jesus. Expose them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're going deep right now. Root out, Lord Jesus, every type of evil in families, in cultures, Lord Jesus. Lord God, even the murderous spirit. Lord God, people fighting over land, killing their loved ones, mothers killing their sons, sons killing their mothers, women, Lord Jesus, killing other women for a man that they're not even married to. Something is wrong with the system, God. Hatred for no reason. Lord Jesus. Greed. By the spirit of greed, we're killing people for land, for houses, for what? Killing people to hide secrets. Lord Jesus, what is wrong with us, God? We kill our whole family just to hide a secret. We kill our families just because we don't want to tell the truth. What is wrong with people, Lord Jesus? People are sick in their mind because a lot of people think it's all about them. But we pray this morning that you would infiltrate these mindsets, Lord Jesus. Lord God, oh, Spirit of God, wherever they are, Jesus, and they're thinking of harming someone right now, God, we ask you, God, that you would intervene. Oh, Spirit of God, many people leave this world prematurely. People are saying, oh, it was time for them to go. No, I don't believe that. Because if you take somebody's life, I don't believe that's how you were supposed to leave this world. Because people do things out of their emotions. They don't control them. But I pray this morning, God, that you heal the mindset of people, heal our emotions, heal our thoughts, Lord Jesus. Let us have good thoughts about ourselves. And when we have good thoughts about ourselves, we have good thoughts about others. The second commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. The first commandment is to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our spirit. You said the second, Jesus, you said the second is great. Love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So if we are hurting our neighbor, God, we don't love ourselves. We don't. And we pray this morning, Jesus, that you will touch these minds that want to bring harm to others. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will infiltrate their mindset. And those who plan to take their lives today, Jesus, because they have a feeling of hopelessness. Some people are dealing with depression right now and they feel that all hope is gone. They lost everything. They lost their money. They lost their house. They lost everything. Hey, but you still got life. You don't need to take that because it's not your life to take. Our life is given as gifts to us. We have no right to take our lives. But many have done it because of their feelings of loss. But we pray today, God, that you will touch, that you will heal, that you will set free, that you will deliver. And we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for turning things around in our lives today. And God, as I go through this list of those who are on this line today, Lord Jesus, oh, Spirit of God, 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 Yumi Radio, Wama Ministries is our ministry, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I call out these names, God, success, Lord Jesus. Frankie, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Samuel, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Mary, oh, Spirit of God. Becca, hallelujah. Alfia, Saika, Lord Jesus, everyone that's on this, coming to the prayer room today, and those who are listening on
other social media broadcasts. Pray that you do a work in their lives today. In the name of Jesus, as I call out their names, God, they desire something from you, God. They need something, Lord Jesus. They need to be comforted. They need, Lord Jesus, to have blessings. God, they need breakthroughs. They need finance increase. They need so much to help them, God. But Lord Jesus, whatever their needs are today, Lord God, grant the desires of their heart. You said in Psalm 37, verse 4, if we delight ourselves in you, God, you will grant us our heart's desire. And we pray today, Jesus, that you will open up doors for them, God. And you are a God of possibility, a God of great things happening. With you, all things are possible. A God of possibilities. Whatever we desire. And we wait on you, wait in your presence, God. Things will happen for us. And I pray, God, that whatever business they want to do, let them seek your face. Seek you for direction. And you will work things out for them. And we thank you, Jesus, that you will just, what doors were closed, we pray that you open up those doors, God. Whatever they're seeking from you, Jesus. We pray that you will grant them. And Lord God, heal their bodies, heal their minds, heal their spirit. Those who are on this prayer line this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time they hear, whether they're calling in from or tapping in from, let your anointing be upon them. Let your anointing overshadow them today. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon them today. In the name of Jesus, Shekinah glory, surround them. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for performing miracles in their lives today. That of their children, that of their loved ones. They're dealing with sickness today. Heal their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for answering prayers today. We thank you for covering this prayer today, God. We ask you, Father, that you would be, that this prayer, God, would it was set forth to do, we'll accomplish the task. We pray, we not forget to pray for our elderly people, those who are in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, those who are just trying to get up every day, Lord Jesus. Even if the bones are brittle, Lord God, they're still trying to make it, and they're grateful for another day. Pray for those who struggle with Alzheimer's, struggle with dementia. Pray you touch their mindset today. Touch their memory banks today. In the name of Jesus. Those who are behind bars today, pray that as some of them are there for things they have not done, open up doors, Lord God. Send finances to help attorneys, those projects, innocence projects and different projects that help these men and women to come out of prison after being there for years, something they have not done. And those who have committed crimes, we pray, God, that as they are there, that they will think about what they have done and show remorse, Lord Jesus, and to say they're sorry to the families of the victims that they have hurt in any way, shape, or form. I pray for humility to come to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that salvation would come to them as well. And I pray, God, that their lives are transformed even behind prison walls, Lord Jesus. And I pray for those who are over them, God. Pray that they would be fear. The correctional officers, the wardens, everybody in charge, Lord Jesus. Let them do the right thing by the inmates, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that you will intervene on their behalf, Lord Jesus. We pray for our court system, our political arena. We pray this morning that they will govern themselves accordingly to your word. We pray that prayer be in our schools again. We pray for our teachers, the administrators. We pray for our students, the students in the classroom. We pray for them. We pray for the Bible will return to the schoolroom. We pray for people who want to teach the truth to the children and not teach a filthy curriculum about homosexual lifestyle. But we bind up the curriculum that's been taught in school today to little children. We bind up today in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that more parents will spend time teaching their children the word of God. More parents will spend time praying over their children as they step out every day to go to school. Pray for the children's memory banks, Lord God, that they will retain what should be retained. That's important, Jesus, and not that filthy lessons that they're teaching these children. We bind up right now. In the name of Jesus, bind up the spirit of witchcraft over our classrooms with the filthy curriculum that they're teaching the children. Cover the children's mindset, God. Let them not grow up and remember all that filth that they were taught, but let them remember the important things, Jesus. And Lord God, you're trying to put filthy things in these children's minds, but we pray, God, that they grow up to be wholesome young men and women. Sometimes you send your children to college, and you send them in whole, and they come back lean, because their spirit of homosexuality is everywhere. We bind up everything, God. Let your children, your young men and young women, when they go to college, Lord God, be wrapped up in the word of God, that they will not succumb to those evil devices. They get caught up in sororities, fraternities, and with their secret societies. We pray in the name of Jesus. All these different secret societies, God, everything is coming out. The exposures are coming out. And God, secrets are being revealed. In the name of Jesus. And we pray that our young men will seek your face and live for you. And we thank you for those young men that are leading the charge. We thank you for leaders that are leading people to Christ. And they're speaking the truth. God is speaking the word of God. And teaching salvation. Not all about prosperity. It's not all about money. But teaching the way to gain eternal life. That's the gift of salvation. We thank you, God, for all things. Thank you, Jesus, as we separate from this line, but never from your presence. And I got to pray a special prayer for our team, Lord Jesus, that support Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. Thank you, God, for them. Every one of them, Jesus, that support the broadcast. Thank you for them, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you would touch their lives. Every one of them, God. Let them prosper in every way. Let them expand and grow and do great exploits. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for the support that they give us. And thank you for our building coming in view. Thank you for the benefactor that's going to give us this building. And we're doing it by faith, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And we bless you today. We thank you for the financial breakthroughs coming forth. We thank you for the many blessings that's coming forth upon our lives. We thank you in advance. And we are rejoicing right now, God. Thank you. And we bless you today. And as we go about our day, Lord Jesus, be in the midst of us. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. Cover us under your blood, Lord Jesus. As we say thanks, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Ghost, we say amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in to our prayer line this morning. We pray that your life will take on new meaning. Your life will be blessed beyond measure. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. God bless you. I know that I love you and Jesus loves you more. Have a great day, a great night, a great week, until we meet again. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of Kingdom Advocates, empowering people for success in the Kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support at wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.